people just cannot afford to be councillors. And this is not about, people say, about politicians with a nose in the trough and all the rest of it. This is about a basic allowance for a member of about £7,500 a year, of which he's expected to do, you know, a couple of days' work per week. And if you're running a full-time job or trying to make ends meet at home, because councillors are people as well and they live in the community, that's just not realistic. A cabinet member, which is effectively a full-time post, £11,000 a year on top of the basic allowance. And again, this is a real problem. I'm not seeing people rushing to become councillors, where, of course, there's a big rush to become an MP. Now, I don't see that the allowances should get in our way. Now, I'm not advocating huge hikes in allowances. That would be inappropriate, certainly today. But I have asked for an independent review of the allowances to take place, and I'm going to keep my sticky mitts well off it. It must be fully independent, but I want that to come through to council as soon as we can, and also for it to be a free vote so all councillors can have a view on it.